Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Lamed Beis in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shlishi, beginning of Halacha Hey, starting the fourth line from the top of the Amud. Halacha is the Mishnah Hanoichri VeAkusi Trumosom Trumo UMaasoysom Meiser VeGdeishom Hegdish, meaning a goy and a kusi, which we consider to be a goy in this Mishnah. Still, the Truma is a Truma. They could do a Meiser and they could give a Hegdish to be some English. Abida says, although a goy does have orla, the first 3 years you can't enjoy the fruits, but the fourth year where things become koydish and you're supposed to take the fruits to Yerushalayim, that's called neta revai, that he does not have, Chaim says he does have. Truma sanochi, when nochi does truma, midamas chavim alei chaimish has a din like a regular truma. And it causes dimua. Dimua means if it mixes up with chulin, so then everything becomes also has a din de rabbanon. And that applies to a truma of a goy as well. And you have to have a pei chaimish, which that's a din deraiso. So if a person eats truma, he needs to add 25% when he pays it back. That is also by the truma of a goy. Rabbi Shimon poiter. Shimon says, no, you don't have no dimua and no chaimish by a truma of a goy. And the Gemara is going to explain the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, oitzi lehem truma mituich beisoi noegim bo betevel uketrum gdoilo divi Rebbe. If the goy brings out truma to a kohen, the kohen has to be choishesh, according to Rebbe, that maybe he didn't do truma gdoilo the right way. The Gemara is going to explain in a moment what is the issue. Maybe he did the wrong truma. So therefore what? So you treat it as tevel, as if there was no truma coming out of it, and as truma gdoilo, because he did try to do truma, maybe he did do it right. So misafik, you have to treat it as both. That's what Rebbe says. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you may raise a truma vada. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, there's no chashash. The goy knows that I do the truma, he did it correctly, and it's a for sure a truma. So if he brought it out to a levi, he gave him a maiserisha. So Rebbe again says, I'm not sure he knows that I do it correctly. So therefore, I'm treating it maybe as tevel, as if he didn't do maiser, or maybe as maiser. It could be either or. I says, no, the maiserisha is done correctly. But you know what's the problem? Using the gears of Reb Chaim. The only thing is truma. Maybe he skipped the truma. Maybe he went straight to Maaser Rishon to give it to the lady and never gave a truma. So you have to give the truma. That's what Reb Shimon Gamliel is choishish. So comes the guy and gives the Maaser Sheni. Let's say he sells it. So according to Rebbe, again, it can be Maaser Sheni, it can be Tevel. We're not sure if he did it correctly, so it's a suffix either or, and that's it. Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Eino Tzich LaHafish, I don't think Chosh did anything, I think it's Maaser Sheni, but I still have to take out of it, Elo Trumo Maaser Rishon Milvad. I'm Chosh that maybe he skipped the Trumo Maaser Rishon, went straight to Maaser Sheni. So that's what he has to fix. Something the Rebbe does not Chosh for. Rebbe says, the only problem is maybe he didn't do this correctly, I'm not Chosh about other things. And that's what the Gemara concludes to explain the machlokes. Omar Rabbi Yosi bar Abban, Rabbi Chosha Shemi Hifrish Mimin al Sheinu Minu. The problem of Rabbi is maybe he didn't do truma or meiser correctly. Maybe he did truma from one type of grain to another type. Maybe he did from wheat on barley. That doesn't work. It needs to be the same in. So maybe he did it incorrectly. And therefore, I take the grain that he gave. Maybe he did it correctly in truma. Maybe not, because I'm not so sure. So therefore, this it could be either or. But everything else, I'm assuming he did correctly. Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel's chashash is not that he didn't mean El Sheinu Minu. He assumes the guy did it correctly. But maybe he didn't do it in the right order. Maybe he did something, went straight to the next thing, to the Maaserisha, to Maaser Sheni, and he skipped the first things. So therefore, you still have to fix the first items. You still have to take a Trumo if he gives you Maaserisha, and you still have to take Trumo and Maaserisha if he gave Maaser Sheni. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Truma sakeri min damas chavim alei chomish ushirin poitah. That's the end of the Mishnah. That Tarakama holds that a truma of a goy is exactly like any other truma. Shimon says doesn't cause dimua. You don't have to pay over that 25%. Says the Gemara, Omer of Zehiro, Amro kutu Reb Chaya, Amoris kamir avo, he said in front of avo, b'shar b'yuchanon, ma pligin. What is the machlokes between Tanakama and Reb Shimon? But truma's goyner, the whole machlokes says regarding truma's goyner, meaning, the truma of his own, if he has his own pile, his own grain, and he does truma, according to Rabbanon, he's chayav in truma. Kutim Shimon, you're not chayav, because a goy has a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. When he's koyin in Eretz Yisrael, it's potter min a truma. So therefore, he has no obligation. So that's why he says Rav Shimon doesn't have a din of a truma. If a goy should look up from Yisrael, if a goy took a grain from Yisrael that was that grown beyond Yisrael and is chayav in truma, Rav Shimon agrees if he did truma, it will have all the din of truma with choymish and dimua. No, the machlokes is not only with things that grew by the goy. Even when the goy took it from a stroll, there's still a machlokes. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. The kashal de Rav Shimon. We have a problem according to this on the sheet of Rav Shimon. Doesn't he poiter tivlu dvar toiro? When a goy takes out truma, it's fixed the tevel. The tevel, the rest of the fruits are misukon. He fixed the issue of the tevel. And you say that that truma doesn't have a din of chaymish and dimua? Why not? If it's a real truma, if it works, Rav Shimon also works. So why doesn't agree that it has the other halachas of truma? Says the Gemara, v'chei kachim einan toiro Rav Shimon poiter. What about kachim? Can a goy do kachim? Can he do egdish? The answer is yes, as we learned in our Mishnah. And Rav Shimon is poiter. What's the case of Shimon is poiter by kachim? Tanin Tamon, we're learning over there. Kotche goyim in chavim leim mishum pikul noisar betome. The kotche goyim doesn't have the din of karbonis of pigul when you have the wrong thought. Noisar if you kept the meat overnight. Betome when it gets tuma. Vashoich to mechut. Someone goes and shechts outside. The din is ichayo. That's the Rabbi Yosi. We have Shimon poiter again using here the gusar of Abchai. So Shimon says that all the halachas of karbonis not only pigul noisar and tome but also shechita outside. Does not apply by a korban of a goy. As Reb Chaim points out, why is that so? He learns it from a pasuk, because by tumah it says bnei Yisrael v'loiv dekachovim, and you learn everything else from there. So, what is the Gemara saying? Reb Shimon learns that the Torah tells us that even though the truma of a goy is a truma, and even though the egdish of a goy is egdish, the other halachas don't apply. It's a special exasakos. It doesn't work by a goy, even though it's a real truma. Says the Gemara, Avu bain meimar maplegin b'choymish. Okay, maybe they argue only in the raisa. Shimon holds that the dinim deraisa don't apply by a truma that a goy did. And therefore, you don't have to pay chaymish, which is 25%, when you pay back the truma. Habe dimua loy, but by dimua, which is din derabanan, when Shimon mixes up with chulin, so then maybe Shimon then will agree that you are chayav and dimua, that there is a katz of dimua, because it's a din derabanan. Maybe your rabbanan did it also for all derabanan. Says Gemara, Ashkachtani, hiado. We find a fairish deraisa that says, that according to Bashir, there's no difference. In the same way, you're not chayav chaymish on a truma that a goy did. There's no din dimua on a truma that a goy did. So in our Mishnah, just says Bashir and Poiter. So you can understand Bashir and Poiter. Maybe it's Poiter only regarding chaymish, not regarding dimua. We have a fair Shabbat, the Bashir and Poiter of the Mishnah applies to the both points are mentioned by Rabbanon, the chaymish and the dimua, that according to Bashir, not the deraiso and not the derabanon apply in a truma that a goy did. Hadron Aloch HaTorim Kishus, Hadron HaTorim Kishus, the third parak of Masechet Trumas, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Lamed Beis.